Hello, and welcome to another audio presentation by Seeds of Unfolding. This presentation is an interview with Bob Magriso on integrating meditation and daily life. Robert Magriso has been a CAF member for over 40 years. He was one of the founders of the CAF group in the Chicago area, where he and his wife raised their family and continue to live. He is a physician practicing internal medicine and is also an artist. Many of his articles and artworks are available on the Seeds of Unfolding website. He is particularly interested in the intersection of science and spirituality. Bob was interviewed by Maristela Zell, a member of the CAF group in Chicago.
Bob, would you please tell us about your meditation practice and how do you feel that your meditation routine has affected your life? Can you also tell us how this meditation routine has strengthened your purpose?
The meditation routine that I follow is the one that I've learned in CAF and have been practicing for over 40 years. So it's hard when you do something so regularly for so many years, it's hard to see how exactly it strengthens your purpose because it's so much a part of my life. But I will say that what each meditation does is focus me for that day. I'll start it in the morning. I'll do the meditation in the morning. And the topic of the meditation is generally something that's relevant to what's going to be happening during that day. In the course of the meditation, I quiet myself and I focus on, let's say, important theme that is kind of bubbling over in my inner life. That connection between what's happening in my daily life and what's happening in the meditation often has a direct, but many times an indirect effect on how I live that day. So in that sense, I have a chance in the meditation to make more conscious how I relate to daily life.
Listening to you speak about meditation in this way, do you think that this type of focused meditation could help change society?
I mean, one of the things about meditation is it can become a habit. I mean, we are people of habits. And for me, it's become a good habit. You know, we have habits that we kind of get from our culture, we get from our family. I mean, most of the habits we have, we probably haven't really chosen. This is one of those habits that I have chosen, and fortunately, it's one of those habits that, like brushing your teeth or something, that if I don't do it, I kind of feel a little off. And so I think that, yeah, if we could learn to meditate like as children, or we could learn and it becomes something that's really, it transforms people. And since people make up culture, I think that's true. I'm just not optimistic I will see that change in my lifetime.
Right.
You have to start somewhere.
For many people, spirituality and spiritual habits are introduced to them through religion. Can you share your spiritual path?
First of all, regarding religion, yeah, for some people, religion plays exactly the same role. And I think at best, religion probably does that. For myself, I was introduced to meditation at a point in my life when I was searching for something that would lead to the kind of integration of the various forces in my life. On one hand, I was at that time in medical school, very taken over by all the studies. I felt like I was going to lose my mind in medical school because that's all you're kind of doing is mm-hmm. just studying. And on the other hand, I had at that point experienced a lot of, I'll say, insights that I didn't want to lose. They were insights that came from nature, insights that came from experimentation with different kinds of psychedelic drugs, things that were very hard to integrate together. And when I was introduced to meditation and then to CAF, I found a group of people, a method that allowed me to integrate I'll say my spiritual yearnings and the rest of my life. That is kind of how it occurred for me. But I was at the time seeking something like that. I didn't know exactly what I was seeking, but that's what I discovered.
Bob, how long have you been CAF?
Over 40 years, 41 years.
So would you say that you have continued having insights into life through your connection with CAF?
I would say that the method, which includes the meditation, includes group meetings each week, reading teachings, and so forth, has continued, at least for me, to be a very foundational stimulus to live life in a dynamic way, in a creative way. That it's, in a certain sense, it challenges me all the time to expand my awareness, to expand my sense of the world around me, my relationships, and so forth. So in that sense, it has become a, or remains a stimulating, I'll say, foundational experience.
What do you do with your moods, such as when you don't feel like meditating or when you're having a dark time in your life? Maybe when you feel a sense of hopelessness? How do you integrate that?
Well, that's a good question. I would say that there are times when the meditation method, the approach using the meditation, doesn't give you or give me any immediate change from my moods. The moods are just there. I would say that I'm somewhat fortunate constitutionally not to have big mood swings. I mean, that's... I think we all have a little different constitution regarding that. But accepting moods and dark moods and feelings of uselessness or hopelessness is just part of life. And I think I feel that sometimes accepting those and not fighting them can lead to openings, different kinds of avenues. It's funny, it's like a rhythm. When my mood is down, sometimes if I just stay with it, it's kind of naturally opens up rather than fighting it or trying to change it. I'm not sure whether that happens for everyone, but it can happen. Just as I know when my mood is up, sooner or later, it's going to come down. It's just kind of the way it goes. And so what I've learned is not to get, to the degree that I can, too identified with those moods. Now, of course, you know, there are degrees of that. Something really bad is happening or something sad is happening to you or your family. I mean, you're going to have those fears, you know, strong feelings. But that's just being human. I mean, I don't feel I have to change them.
How do you think that the method of CAF gives you insights into not identifying with those moods?
Well, the meditation works with feelings. And so you use an image. Let's say an image. I mean, most meditations you think of as involving trying to achieve peace or trying to achieve some kind of union with the divine. Well, that's part of the CAF method. But there are other parts, too. There's a part where you are working with the feeling of desolation or a feeling of disgust or a feeling of disattachment. And so what you're doing is learning to generate feelings, which seem to me a big part of what moods are feelings. So you're learning to generate feelings, and you have the feeling based on an image. So you might have an image of suffering, something very realistic, something you've experienced, something you see, and you feel the desolation. But when the meditation is over, it's not like you stay in that mood. So you kind of have the sense that moods change, that they're not permanent. And by having that recognition over time, you see moods come, moods go, and that, I think, has been helpful to me. You know, strong feelings are strong feeling. They can really take a person over. And, of course, I've had that like anyone else, where they take you over. But it's one thing to be taken over for 15 minutes or a day or a week. Another thing to kind of have your whole life determined by those feelings.
If you're interested in reading or seeing Bob's work, please refer to the list on this page. If you are interested in reading more about CAF, please visit us at the CAF website. That's caf.org. And, as usual, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future audios, please contact us at foundation@caf.org. That's CAFH.org. Thank you for listening. Your presenter has been Stephen Horvath.